Good morning and welcome to City Beat. City Beat is brought to you by the City of Maysville. We have in studio Maysville Fire Chief Kevin Doyle and Assistant Fire Chief Kyle Carpenter. And we'll start with Kyle. You guys have an event coming up, Kyle, the Buffalo Trace Firefighters Association Food Truck Festival. It's actually coming up tomorrow and Saturday there in downtown Maysville. Can I talk about what's going to be going on? This is the second year for this event.
Tomorrow, April 19th from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. and April 20th from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. we are going to have the Buffalo Trace Firefighters Association Food Truck Festival. And it's going to be kind of the same as last year. We have food trucks coming in. We're going to have good food. We're going to have good entertainment. We have some bands coming in. It's going to be a great time. So it's going to be cold drinks, good food, good time.
Now, what did you learn from last year's event that has helped you prepare for this year's?
What I learned from last year is that people love good food and they love entertainment and they love Maysville. So anytime you can do anything in the downtown Maysville area and get some live music and food and cold drinks, people's going to show up and they're going to support you. And it showed that the community really supports our volunteer fire departments and us. So with the Buffalo Trace Firefighter Association, there's actually six counties involved that we support. So we love to get people from other areas to come downtown. So we'd like to encourage that. Not only the Maysville people, but your Fleming County, your Bath County, your Robertson, Bracken, Lewis. Everybody come join us at downtown for the Food Truck Association Festival.
The main event is the food. What type of food and what vendors do you got coming up?
We've got Rescue Barbecue, which is a known staple around here. Then we got Funnel of Love. They were very popular last year. Classic Cravings. Days Concessions, The Drive-In, Captain Colonel Kettle Corn, Little Jumbo, and Cloud Candy.
Now, what are the hours coming up tomorrow and Saturday?
On Friday, the hours are going to be 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., and on Saturday, April 20th, it's going to be 12 p.m. to 10 p.m.
They've got live music each night as well.
Yes, it's starting at 7 every night. We're going to have live music. On Friday, Rebel Sound Club, and on Saturday, we're going to have Shuffle.
Now, talk about, I believe there's some raffles for prizes as well?
Yes, currently, the Buffalo Trace Firefighter Association is doing a raffle to win $1,000. We're only selling 300 tickets, so they're $20 a piece, and we've got about 100 left. So we're going to be selling them down there at the Food Truck Festival, so come and support us if it's as little as buy us a raffle ticket, or come buy some food off the vendors, or buy a drink from us. Just come and help support these local volunteer fire departments and us.
Last week we had cruddy weather, rained every day, and we'll cross our fingers. The weather looks better at the start of the week, upper 70s, lower 60s, so hopefully we'll cross our fingers for outstanding weather. But you mentioned people like to eat different things, socialize, visit, listen to music, and you know that's what you know. Most of the festivals downtown are always packed.
As my girlfriend says, she says food's my love language, and I feel that's with a lot of people. We love good food, especially in this area. There's a lot of history of good food, anywhere from transparent tarts to you know local vendors around here, and we get to enjoy the local vendors actually downtown as far as Delights and Pandemonium and a Works Pub and the Crowbar and even the little shops down 2nd Street and up Market. We want to celebrate just downtown, and hopefully they get traffic too and we can support them.
What was the feedback you got last year from the event, from whether it's people attending or merchants or community members?
Very positive. And I think people are just happy to be in Maysville and stuff happened in downtown Maysville. It's such a beautiful atmosphere there between the buildings, there by the fountain. And the city really has a great public works department that really takes care of the city. And they really take care of people that's throwing events. We couldn't do it without our public works department and the city of Maysville. They really support the Buffalo Trace Firefighter Association and what it stands for and what it does for the community. And we're lucky to have a community that supports us.
There's no charge as well. So obviously you have to pay for the food, but there's no charge to just walk around, listen to music and that type of thing.
No, there's no charge to just come and hang out. If you buy something, great. But if you just want to sit and listen to the bands and enjoy downtown, that's fine also. We just want everybody to fellowship and have a good time and enjoy just being around each other. I know when we first threw this, it was the post-COVID era and people was really excited. We've been trapped indoors and we were free. We were able to go meet with our neighbors. And I think the same could be said about the winter. Like we've been trapped, it's been cold, it's been rainy, it's starting to warm up. Let's get out and meet with our neighbors and fellowship and have a good time.
Talk about, I guess, what the proceeds go for this event, what it supports, and the Buffalo Trace Firefighters Association, your all's mission and what you do for our community.
Okay, the Buffalo Trace Firefighter Association is a representation of the regional fire departments in the area. It covers 6 counties. It's Mason, Lewis, Bracken, Fleming, Robertson, and Bath. The volunteers and career departments in that area, we fight for rights for them, whether if it's local legislation or state or federal, but we also support them with our fire school. We put a fire school and put on education for them to learn different techniques on firefighting and also different ways to stay safe and to help the public. So if it wasn't for that fire school in this area, it helps with the education of firefighters. So, and not only that, in 2025, the KFA conference, the Kentucky Firefighter Association, their state conference will be in Maysville. And so this also helps support that conference, and we'll have about 300 firefighters from all over the state come for not only the business meeting, but training and to enjoy Maysville. So that also will go to that.
How exciting is that to have that? I'm sure you've already worked out the details, whether it's with Caitlin or tourism or whatever, but how exciting is that to have all those firefighters come to our area and showcase our city?
Well, it's exciting. I think I'm excited about it, but the association's even more excited because it's nice to get and see all of Kentucky, and it's better than, like, normally, you know, having it in Lexington or Northern Kentucky or Owensboro. It's nice to come to a community somewhere else, maybe just a little smaller, and show the love we can give to the rest of the state and how important we are to the rest of the state. Kentucky is more than just three or four cities. It's these smaller cities like Maysville, Paris, go on, you know, across the state that really, really support Kentucky, that makes this the Commonwealth. And we're just happy the Associate gets to come and enjoy Maysville and get to see what we bring to the table. And they're excited about it too. They're excited to see Maysville in his glory. They hear about George Clooney. They hear about Heather Renee French Henry. They know these names and they know Maysville, but some of them have never been here. So they're excited to be here, and they're excited for the rest of the state to see Maysville. We're excited to show it to them and show them our fire department, show the Buffalo Trace Firefighter Association and kind of what we bring to the table.
Now, is this like a bid process, like the Olympics, or since you're like on the committee, you're part of it, I guess you bring up Maysville, and then is there a group that decides that kind of thing?
Yes. What normally happens is next year I will be the president of the Kentucky Firefighters Association. And normally as president, your association hosts the conference. And the association normally decides where they're going to have the conference, and the KFA approves it. So normally it follows that president. As far as I know, I'm the first president from Buffalo Trace on the KFA. And so that's kind of the reason Maysville's getting the conference. It's an exciting time for Buffalo Trace. Like I said, it's not about me. It's about Buffalo Trace. And the organization, Kevin, has been very instrumental with building and growing it. If it wasn't for the support staff we have at Buffalo Trace, we wouldn't be able to do it. So,
and obviously want people to come out this weekend for the Buffalo Trace Firefighters Association Food Truck Festival Friday and Saturday. And also when these volunteer fire departments have fish fries or breakfasts or whatever. Number one, you get a ton of food, but also it supports the work that you guys do here in town, because a lot of those volunteer departments get there on scene before you guys do and kind of help you do what you do.
Yeah, a lot of people don't understand that most of these volunteer fire departments work on strictly donations. If you go up to Northern Kentucky, a lot of them get a lot of tax dollars. They've got a fire tax. Our volunteer departments work strictly on donations for the most part. So it's very important that you go support them when they have a chance, whether it's a fish fry, breakfast, car wash, whatever they may be doing, that the local community supports them, because they really need the support just to keep the lights on and fuel in the truck. So the more we can support our volunteers, because they also support us, they do first responder runs in Mason County. They respond to any first responder run, ambulance call, and first respond for us. They also cover fire and rescue out in the county. So they make our job easier as far as working the county EMS side of it. We like to support them also.
Anything else on this Buffalo Trace Firefighters Association Food Truck Festival, Kyle, you want to mention?
Come out, have a good time. Make sure you come and see us and just introduce yourself. And if you're interested into maybe volunteering, come find one of us. And whether you live in Maysville or out in the county, or even in another county, we can get you some information on either the chief in that area and maybe get you an application and let you join the volunteers.
We're going to talk with Kevin Doyle. He's going to retire effective May 1st, the fire chief. Kyle, what has he kind of meant to you and your role? You've been with the fire department a number of years, assistant chief now. Kevin getting ready to retire. What has it meant to you?
So I'm going to start with a story that I use whenever, sometimes I officiate coworkers' weddings. And one of the first ones I ever did, I told stories. My intro was that at the fire department, we know each other better than we know each other's families normally. So because we spend so much time with each other, we live with each other. That's like, I know Kevin's in and outs and his, what he likes, what he don't like. Like, I know he needs a Diet Pepsi. Like, that's his go-to. That's his, if you give him a Diet Pepsi, he's going to have a good day. As far as everybody else at the fire department, I know Mark Maines wants a ham and cheese sandwich, and I know that TJ don't want cheese on his cheeseburger. You ordered it like that one time. That's a hamburger, TJ. So we know everything about each other. So when it comes to stuff like this, it makes it hard. We know, like, our ins and outs, and we're family. I know all this stuff about Kevin. I couldn't tell you my girlfriend's phone number. number. So that shows how much of an impact we have on each other's lives. And it goes back to when I started the Maysville Fire Department, ironically, in 2012, that's when he got lieutenant. So he was my lieutenant. So one thing with the lieutenant, the Maysville Fire Department, they are a training officer. So they're in charge of all training. When you're a new guy coming on shift, you spend a lot of time with that lieutenant because he's training you, letting you know the job, what you need to do, the education to it, and you spend a lot of time. And he was always hands-on. He never degraded me. He talked to me like I was everybody else. He taught me the ins and out. He made sure I was educated enough to do my job, but he was also there to be a helping hand. That I'll tell this story. We had a mentorship student on a certain day we clean. So I took that mentorship student and we were upstairs. I was explaining the ins and outs of cleaning the station, what we do that day. And I mentioned in the middle of me mentioning that, yeah, Kevin's a lieutenant. He's probably not going to come help us clean because he's got to do all this. Kevin had opened the door because he's coming up to help us clean. And he looked at me, he's like, well, I'm not going to help now since you're talking bad about me. But he didn't. He stayed and helped us clean. And that was kind of the person he is. He wouldn't ask you to do something that he wouldn't do himself. And that's the leader he is to the Maysville Fire Department. That some of your best leaders are the ones that are going to be right there beside you, whether it's fighting the fire, whether it's cleaning hose, or whether it's an issue or family, something, he's there by your side.
We've got with us now Maysville Fire Chief Kevin Doyle, and Kyle wanted to come on the program and talk about the Food Truck Festival with the Buffalo Trace Firefighters Association. He texted me and said, hey, Kevin's retiring May 1st. I'd like to get him on. And Kevin, kind of recap when you got into firefighting and when that passion, the career started for you, and now ultimately end of your firefighting career.
Sure. So I'm not your staple firefighter that wanted to be a fireman when I was 3 years old. I wasn't the kid that crawled around with the fire trucks and, you know, had that dream from the time I was, you know, an infant. It changed a little bit for me, really, as a young adult. When I turned 18, I began volunteering for Brooksville Fire Department, and I kind of fell in love with the service and the camaraderie and just the brotherhood that went along with fire service. From there, I still really didn't know what I wanted to do for a career, and I think after a year or so of doing that and being out of high school, reality started to hit me, and I knew that I needed to do something. I had a good friend that was an employee here at Maysville Fire Department, and he started talking to me about the benefits and the good things about the schedule and all the things that the city could offer. And so I took his advice and I signed up for an EMT class, and the rest is history. I've been there 20 years, worked my way up the ranks. You know, I tried to take advantage of every opportunity that I had. But from the beginning, I knew that I had a great opportunity to fulfill a hazardous duty of retirement at a young age. I kind of had a plan that if I had fulfilled and checkmarked all the things that I wanted to checkmark by the time that 20 years came, that I would go ahead and go, and that's what I'm going to do.
I know when we start naming people, but people that are instrumental in your career or just working your way up the ladder. I know the first time, one of the very first interviews I did here at the radio station, I interviewed you, and I don't know if you remember this. We did the interview. I forgot to turn on the recorder. Had to go back and interview you again, but just talk about working your way up and learning and processing and staying here in Maysville, because I know now, you know, with fire and EMS, at times bigger cities pay a little more or have more opportunities, but, you know, you stayed here and, you know, made your career here.
Sure, and I think it's important to point that out. First, you mentioned, you know, the folks that were instrumental to my career, and I certainly don't think that I would list anybody by name, but there were so many leaders that were, you know, my officers as I moved up the ranks, especially, you know, in the first 2 or 3 years. Those guys really, you know, they set the standard and they give you that path for starting this career. And, you know, even though I may not have realized it at the time, I think they did a very good job of making me understand that you had to take advantage of the opportunities that were put in front of you. I'm very thankful. When I first started, we had lieutenants were our daily supervisors. So from my very first lieutenant to the last captain that I was under before I moved up rank, certainly appreciative of them. As far as how things have changed and fire and EMS, it has taken such a drastic turn. As always, EMS is our biggest run volume factor, but even EMS has changed over the years. We're so much more aggressive. The things that these paramedics can do in the back of an ambulance in comparison to what's going to happen to you in an ER, it's just unbelievable. And I don't think a lot of folks realize how much education there is, how invasive some of the process is of the things we can do in the back of that ambulance. It just blows my mind how much more we develop as time goes.
What are you most proud of in your tenure? You've been chief for, I don't know, how many years now? Five, six?
Been chief since 2015, so we're pushing 9 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time flies. What are you most proud of leading this department? I know you're not going to take all the credit because it's the group of men and women you have around you, but what are you most proud of?
Well, that's true. I take zero credit. It definitely is a department. It's a team, and we have some really good employees. We have some really good firefighters. You know, I don't know that I could single out one thing that we did. We've made some huge strides over the years, whether it be with, you know, pay increases or changes in our retirement for the guys. There are a lot of big things that have happened. I guess I will say earlier in my chief career, we were fortunate enough to increase our staffing a little bit, and that was a huge game changer for us. It made our response better. It made us allow to backfill shifts better when people were on vacation or out sick. That was a really big deal, and it was a really long time coming. And again, I can't take all the credit for that because that was something that had been worked on for years prior to me. I was just fortunate enough to have it land early in my chiefhood.
You know, how tough is it? You mentioned your plan and, you know, your retirement. You know, I'm sure that was a goal, but how tough is it walking away or getting your stuff or, you know, cleaning out your office? And because I know you've got a ton of relationships, whether it's with the fire department or, you know, the police or public works or city commission or city manager. We can go on and on. Because I know you guys have a close relationship down there at City Hall, but how tough is it when you clean out your office for the final time and kind of walk away? I know you're still going to be in town, but just taking that hat off.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably one of the biggest things that I have realized over the last year is the amount of relationships you develop, the amount of people that I've gotten to know. I'm not from Maysville originally. You know, I've lived in Mason County now for 10 or 12, 13 years, but the people that I have gotten to know here in Maysville over my career is unbelievable. You know, for years and years and years, you are the new guy and, you know, you really don't know as much about Maysville and you hear names thrown out of people in the community and you have no idea who they're talking about. And then it's like a switch flips and all of a sudden you're the old guy and you're the guy that everybody's going to for advice or trying to make connections with people. I will definitely say that is a big factor, something I'm going to miss a lot of. And then I think just the camaraderie and getting together each morning is going to be something that it's going to be tough. Breaking that routine is going to be a big deal. To be honest with you, the political things, the personnel management, I don't think I'll miss so much of that. And that's a big reason that I'm retiring. You know, it's we all have that day or that time when we think, okay, we've done all we can, or, you know, we're not making as much progress as maybe somebody else will with fresh ideas. Is, and that's kind of where I'm at.
I know the job is grueling for you guys. I know, you know, I think about some of the fires and casualties, but some of the other things you guys have done. So I know it's just, you look back on events and tragedies and even the triumphs and the things you guys have. I mean, you never knew what you were stepping into day to day professionally with EMS, fire. I mean, you guys don't know every single day, you know, what you're walking into, or God forbid, if you would come home.
That's right. And that is probably the hardest part about the job, because I think most of our employees would admit that on an average day, it's really a pretty easy gig. And we admit that, you know, a lot of days are not that bad. The stressful part is that you have no idea. You have no idea what day or what moment that's going to change and things are going to happen that are going to live with you for the rest of your life. And as you've said, we've all been through those situations. They stay fresh in our mind. You know, I think that's a big reason why a hazardous duty shorter pension is important. And again, that may be even as a factor in why I'm going to take advantage of it when I can.
How respected is the Maysville Fire Department? Kyle kind of mentioned this Buffalo Trace Firefighters Association. I know you do stuff, I'm sure, across the state or network, but how much respect does this fire department have across the Commonwealth and what you guys do? And I'm sure also what, you know, City Manager Matt Wallingford and the commission helps to give you guys.
Obviously, my opinion would be a little bit biased. Folks who maybe have something bad to say or negative probably wouldn't tell me, but I can tell you that throughout my entire career, I've heard nothing but praises about the Maysville Fire Department on a bigger level than Maysville. And what I mean by that is representatives from the Kentucky Fire Commission, Kentucky Firefighters Association, members of other departments, officers and chiefs of other departments, they all know that we are very, very professional. We do a great job. And in my opinion, we stand out above the rest when we compare to departments of similar size.
What's next for Kevin Doyle?
Run a little family business that has kind of been in the works for a while, and I'm going to continue to do that. You know, I've got four kids at home, I've got four kids, two of them being adults, two of them still being at home, so I'll continue to raise them and maybe get to spend a little bit more time with them. But you never know. Things may change from day to day, but for now, we're going to continue with this family business, work a little bit on the farm, and move forward.
Any advice for the new chief or when the city commission names them? I know there's a process you guys have to go through, but whoever it is, you know, I'm sure they've got outstanding candidates and will just continue the excellent service that you've provided and others before you.
Absolutely. And before I give my advice, I will say that, you know, that was another big factor as to going ahead and pulling the trigger, so to speak, was my biggest fear was getting to the point where I could retire and not feeling like the department was prepared for that. We've had a lot of issues over the years, especially going through COVID, just like every other organization or business on the map. You know, we dealt with staffing issues. We dealt with a very low number of paramedics to staff our ambulances, dealt with trouble getting equipment and vehicles we need because of the availability or the budget restraints. And I will say that right now we are in a better place than probably we've ever been since I was chief. And again, that's not giving myself credit for that. It's just that things fell into place and, you know, our staffing is great. Our paramedic to EMT ratio is better than it's ever been. Our trucks are good. We have very supportive staff with city administration. It's just a really good time for Maysville Fire Department. And I say that to lead into the fact that we've got really good leaders. You know, I've got a staff of captains and lieutenants, and Kyle is my assistant chief, and they all do really, really good. They are top-notch. They understand the ins and outs of the department. They will absolutely be there to provide some continuity when I'm gone, and I have no fear that MFD will go on without me.
Any final remarks, Kevin? Anything we didn't mention that you want to close with today?
Again, just back to that advice comment. The only thing I can say is that it will be a learning curve for anybody. You know, so I think, you know, whether it's somebody from inside or outside or one of our guys that we work with every single day that is, you know, maybe wants the position but is a little bit fearful, there are so many things that can't be taught other than through experience. And as I mentioned before, I think everything will work out just fine. And I'm very appreciative of the city of Maysville, the citizens, and I'm looking forward to retirement.
Well, Kevin, I know I've gotten to know you since I started here in 12. Again, you were my first interview. And like I said, I forgot to turn on the recorder. I think I had to call you and say, hey, we didn't record that interview. And I know we've, through the radio station, and me in particular, we text you about, I don't know, can you give us a soundbite on a fire or send us information? And you were always gracious and would call us back or text us, or we request an interview, you get somebody down here, you never said I'm too busy or blow us off or anything like that. So you're always outstanding to work with, professional comes to mind. And, you know, so certainly we thank you here at the radio station in your years of service and what you've meant to our community. So say on behalf of the citizens of Maysville, thanks for all you did for our city and best of luck in the next chapter of your life.
Thank you, Travis.
We'll go back to Assistant Chief Kyle Carpenter. Again, the Buffalo Trace Firefighters Association Food Truck Festival coming up tomorrow and Saturday. Kyle, if we've got people just tuned in, what can we expect?
We can expect some good food from our vendors. Let's go over them again. Rescue Barbecue, Funnel of Love, Classic Cravings, Days Concessions, The Drive-In, Captain Colonel Kettle Corn, Little Jumbo, and Cloud Candy. And that's going to be on April 19th from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. and April 20th from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. We're going to have live music from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Friday is going to be Rebel Sound Club, and Saturday is going to be Shuffle.
Thanks again for tuning in to City Beat. City Beat is brought to you by the City of Maysville. Again, our guests on the program this morning were Maysville Fire Chief Kevin Doyle and Assistant Chief Kyle Carpenter.